Welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim. Join host Dan Melnick and Kasim Masood as they explore big ideas, limitless possibilities, and engage with visionaries, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders who dare to dream big. Get inspired, motivated, and find practical tips for personal growth. Think big, dream bigger, and ignite your potential.
All right, welcome to Think Big with Dan and Kasim, and our guest today is Andrew. So Andrew, if you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, tell us where you live and what you do for a living.
Hey guys, my name is Andrew. I would say that I'm a serial entrepreneur. For the last few years, I'm living in Vietnam, but I'm originally from a country named Belarus. This is somewhere in the center of Europe, between Ukraine and Russia. So for obvious reasons, I'm living outside of Belarus for the last few years. Yeah, so I started my kind of like entrepreneur journey almost 12 years ago when I founded this company called Aptilon. This company started as a custom software development company, and we're still doing some kind of like consulting nowadays. So we worked with a bunch of clients, and in 2017 we started working on our own ideas. Nowadays we have kind of like two branches. So most of the company, we still doing consulting for startups at early stages, and like a small group of people inside the company, we work on our own projects. Now we have three SaaS applications up and running. All of them are kind of like generating profits. They have clients paying us. But those projects, they are kind of like micro SaaS businesses, not like venture scale businesses. Nowadays I'm kind of like working on these products and helping other founders building their amazing products.
Awesome. And where in Belarus are you from? Just curious, because my family is from Minsk. So
yeah, it's I'm from there as well.
From Minsk,
Russian, right?
Yeah, like my parents are from Minsk. I was born in America, like my parents are from Minsk. So
yeah, nice.
Awesome. So I guess in terms of right now, right, like who is your ideal customer profile? What type of clients do you work with?
If we're talking about like our startups branch, basically each startup has its own like ICP. But in terms of our like consulting business, mostly we work with either entrepreneurs at the stage when they want to start doing something, or with startups at early stages when they have, for example, like an existing product, but they want to either fix something or implement like new features, and the existing team either does not have enough experience or knowledge implementing things, or they simply do not have enough resources to do everything in house, and basically they reach out to companies like Aptilon, for example.
So in terms of working with startups, that can be challenging because many startups don't have much funding. So how do you make sure that somebody that you're working with can actually afford your services?
So it becomes obvious when we start talking about our prices. So we are not as expensive as US-based companies, but on the other hand, we are not as cheap as companies from the region where I'm currently living in. So we kind of like need to find customers who understand the value of hiring people, like who can speak English, who have a decade of experience building startups, but who is also open to hire people abroad, like non-US based, because we don't have developers in the US. And in terms of pricing, we kind of like usually we start our partnership with a client with a fixed scope, fixed price project. So yeah, basically we just tell the number, and if client can afford this, we kind of like start the project. If things go well, usually after this first project, we start working on the second project, where usually we switch to more flexible payment models and like planning models, for example, like time and material or retainer model, where a client can kind of like change the scope easily without any hassle with signing documents and so on.
Makes sense. So what would you say is the biggest challenge that you face in your business today?
So for the last like year and a half, we see that the amount of people raising funds at early stages is decreasing, which hurts businesses like ours. So this, I would say, is the main challenge for the last like year and a half. Yeah. Other than that, no other.
Well, is that kind of why you've pivoted into more like SaaS products, because you saw that challenge? Like, I need the more consistent revenue stream with the SaaS products.
This is one of the reasons. But the second reason is basically we want to create this kind of like superior like training loop for our developers. What it means is that when we have a client, we can give our developers to these clients, and they will kind of like use the experience working on their product. And basically, while they are working on this product, they're learning something new. Then they switch to our own product and use this experience on our products, as well as they are still learning how to build real products. Then they get this experience and go to another client's project. So it's kind of like a loop where when a developer always kind of like inside this like startup culture should be built, trying to get responsibilities for certain things. So yeah, this is basically, it's kind of like the main reason why we started this. Yeah, maybe it's kind of like 50-50. I mean, like both reasons are important, I would say.
So how does your marketing strategy differ when it comes to the SaaS product versus the agency side of the business?
So basically these are like completely different like landing pages, completely different companies. However, we try to link them between each of them, because it's kind of like generates additional traffic. So for example, on our like consulting studio website, we say that we are not a regular consulting company. We are a product studio. We have our own products. We know how to build startups, and please check like 1, 2, 3 all our products. On landing pages of our products, we put usually somewhere in the footer a note that this product was built and is developed by a company called Upsilon. If you want to have something similar, please feel to reach out. So it's kind of like win-win, like link exchange between startups and consulting business. In terms of marketing for our consulting business, we do a lot with SEO. We try to write articles which probably give some value to our customers. We experiment with newsletters. Again, once a visitor visited website, downloaded a piece of content, usually we try to kind of like follow up with other potentially interesting material. This is what we do with consulting business. In terms of startup business, so all our three products, they are inside Slack ecosystem. And as we started 6 years ago, our first products, they kind of like collected, I would say, like a significant user base of Slack, of companies using Slack, and at least trying one of our products. So we use, for example, this email list to promote our other products, trying to convert them, like kind of like pre-sale them other products, because again, all of them are in the Slack ecosystem. Yeah, we also experiment a bit with SEO for startups as well, but as we kind of like have limited resources, it's kind of like only on the second place after the consulting business. So when we have kind of like a good ideas which we can implement really fast, we do that. Other than that, basically no marketing at all, other than just like describing the product on the landing page.
For sure. So do you do like cold email, for example, or like LinkedIn outbound or things like that as well?
Yeah, so our experiment with outbound started maybe a year and a half ago. And I would say that it didn't work for us in a way as I expected. We tried like various strategies. We tried like with cold calling people, trying to kind of like teach or train our SDRs, calling random people, try not to make them angry from the first sentence and try to continue this conversation. We experimented with like cold email campaigns, but I think that in the next year we're gonna stop doing this because it's kind of like, I would say that you either should really understand what you're doing. I mean, like having a sales leader in your company who did it before for years, who understands the market, can probably like sell sand in the desert, or you should not do it at all because like doing like these things like on average level does not bring you enough revenue to cover all the expenses, at least for us. I think that starting from the next year, we will fully switch to outbound because this is where we see kind of like real results.
So you're saying that LinkedIn and cold calling didn't work, but you're going to focus, or so email and cold calling didn't work, but you're going to focus more on LinkedIn or Twitter, for example.
Yeah. What works sometimes is like just random comments at random posts in Facebook or LinkedIn when people kind of like trying to find help, have questions. You just randomly jump in with your reply, and sometimes it's kind of like converts to a video call first, and from video call it's kind of like becomes a like weekly, monthly sync up calls, and sometimes it's converts to paid projects.
For sure. So obviously 2023 is ramping up. So for 2024, you know, in terms of goals, like where do you want to be at, even in terms of revenue, if you can share by a number or percentage, like, you know, where you want to be from this year to next year?
Yeah, so I don't want to share the numbers, but I the next year, I hope that we will get to the results we had a year before, because this year was a hard year for us, because in the end of the previous year, we lost one of our like bigger customers. That's why the whole year we were trying to kind of like, restructure the way we find clients, we deliver projects. Yeah, because whenever you work for a long time on one project, you kind of like, I don't want to say that you become lazy, but you kind of like become like less adaptive. But when you kind of like lose this client, you need to start kind of like doing things really fast, trying to find new business. Yeah, so I would say that the goal for the next year is to kind of like back to the numbers we had a year ago.
So you're saying your 2024 goal are to bounce back 22, because 23 was a step down.
Yeah, right.
So what would you say is like the biggest obstacle for you to, you know, from where you're at now to at least bounce back, if not more, to 2022 numbers?
I would say that the current experiments which we are running with our outbound marketing is our biggest bet as of right now. Because like for the last 2 years, we were investing a lot in our like marketing. We kind of like wrote more than like 100 articles, and we grew our monthly visitors maybe 10 or 15 times. So we kind of like reached this 10K unique visitors per month mark. So now it's kind of like a good time to start converting them in potential clients. So my biggest bet is on this inbound marketing activities, which we're gonna start doing soon.
So do you collect emails when, you know, somebody visits your website? Like, how do you make sure that whoever's visiting, you can engage them, A, and B, that they're actually a prospect to actually work with you in the future?
So we collect emails. Usually it works in the way that someone lands on our article in our blog. And after some time spending on this page, I think we show a pop-up banner whenever a person read at least half of the article and spent at least like 30 or 40 seconds on the page, just to kind of like skip people who just like randomly clicked the page. Yeah, we provide them a few PDF lead generators, which we created for them in exchange for the email. And basically, this is where I would say everything stops, because now we use the email to start selling them immediately. For example, they download a PDF with a name, let's say how to build an MVP, and in a day we reach out them with a message, yeah, do you want to build an MVP? Please book a call with us, which is sounds as a kind of like a shortcut to a new business, but actually this is not what works. So we want to switch to a longer sequences where we will send like additional materials, use cases, feedback from our customers, existing customers. So kind of like we will try to provide even more value before even starting talking about like our main services. So
for sure,
this is what we are planning to do.
So what would you say is like the one biggest piece of advice that you wish you knew before you started this company?
Yeah, so nowadays the competition is super huge, and it's very important to have a distribution channel, whether it's your website or your personal brand. Yeah, maybe like personal brand is even better. If you kind of like a person with dozens, thousands of followers, it is easier for you to sell like anything you want to sell rather than to a person without like a community. Yeah, so distribution channel is something which differs like great companies from like average companies. So yeah, my advice is to, before you start your business, any kind of business, it's not only related to service type business. It's also relevant for SaaS business or any kind of business, I would say. Think first about the distribution channel, because like for most of the things, like building is not the biggest difficulty. The biggest difficulty is to try to sell what you are trying to sell. And for this, you need to have distribution channels.
For sure. So if we're going to have this conversation again in 1 year from now, where do you see things going for your business?
Yeah, so I think that, I hope that our startup's going to grow. Yeah, we see some kind of like movement happening with startups, as well as, yeah, I hope that in terms of this marketing experiments, which we're going to start doing early next year, that at least one of them will work and we will find a perfect message. We will change our like website title to a perfect message for our ICPs, and all this will start generating more revenue.
Awesome. So somebody watching this wanted to reach out to you. Do you mind sharing your company website or social media? Just best ways to get in contact with you.
Our website is epsilonit.com. You can go to this website. And from there, probably the right ton of places there where we highlight our contact information. So if you're on this website, you will find a way to contact with me or with our team.
Awesome. Well, Andrew, thank you so much for your time today.
Yeah, you're welcome. It was nice talking to you.
Likewise. All right, bye.